That St. Patrick's Day message from President Michael D. Higgins is featured on the front page of the Irish Independent. The paper highlights his condemnation of the growing tide of racism and his use of the term poisonous xenophobia. In the Irish Daily Star, we read that Gardaí have arrested a woman on suspicion of making a false allegation that a gang of foreign men tried to sexually assault her. This follows claims on social media that a woman had been attacked in a park in Dungarvan last month. The Irish Examiner carries the news that most deportation orders from this country aren't enacted. The Examiner says a discussion paper from the Department of Justice notes that deportations are not always straightforward and some may be painful. Back to St. Patrick's Day and the annual stories about ministers' foreign trips. The Irish Examiner has a headline saying that Eamon Ryan would have to go vegetarian for 7 years to mitigate the emissions from his St. Patrick's Day flights to Asia. On the same story, the Irish Daily Mirror tells us that when it comes to ministers' emissions, Charlie McConnellogue's business class trip to New Zealand is the worst. His flights will emit more than the average family home and car do in a whole year. On the environment, the Irish Independent has two related stories. The paper says that there's alarm as a Dutch monster super trawler has started fishing in Irish waters. It uses kilometre-long nets to catch 250 tonnes of fish a day. It also kills huge numbers of marine animals and unwanted fish, and last year it dumped 100,000 unwanted fish overboard in the Atlantic. A few pages over in The Independent, the paper reports that geologists have discovered plastic rocks on a Brazilian volcanic island. These are rocks that have formed with melted plastic inside them, mostly from discarded fishing nets. One scientist said, "This is terrifying. Pollution has reached geology." Back to politics, and Newton Emerson in the Irish News is writing about baby food. He says the first EU law story since the Windsor framework could not be more perfect if a team of satirists had written it. Last month, he said, Brussels cut the permitted level of arsenic in baby food by 80%. He writes, would any party argue over how much poison to give babies on a principle of sovereignty? He goes on to say the new EU regulations will be adopted in Northern Ireland this month. The Irish Sun has a spread of happy photos from a birthday celebration for Michael Caine, who's 90. In one, he and Tom Cruise are shown in stitches laughing at a filthy joke being told by Denise Welsh from Loose Women. The Irish Sun prints the joke, which is about the Olympics and condoms, but it's too rude for this hour. Back to St. Patrick's Day, and the much-trumpeted ban on drink sales tomorrow in Dublin City Centre is not quite that. The Irish Times reports that publicans say they won't comply with the ban because it's voluntary and St. Patrick's Day is a very important trading day for them. The paper quotes a senior Garda who said the ban on alcohol sales is significant in making the day enjoyable for everyone. The Irish Daily Mail says that tomorrow undercover guards in Dublin are going to be dressing up in leprechaun costumes to crack down on open cocaine use. And dressing down tomorrow will be members of the Irish Naturist Association. The Irish Sun tells us they'll be holding a patriotic swim at the beach in Gormanston tomorrow, where the only thing they'll be wearing is green paint.